And here with me is my guest, Owen Wilson.
Yes, and that song we were just listening to, we listened to in Hawaii, this little Brazilian place where they would play kind of reggae music.
It was like a little shack with benches in there, and it was kind of... It was a shrimp place that we used to go to.
You were allergic to shrimp, but...
I used to eat 20 of them at a time.
Yeah, 20 a day. Daddy's little fatty.
We were there for 4 months.
It was great. You remember the goat? The goat at the bottom of the property.
Every time you went down there, his knob came out.
Yeah, a little corkscrew.
It was a monster. And he had nuts the size of footballs. Do you remember?
Well, that was the big, like, line. Like, when if girls came over the house, do you want to see the goat at the bottom of the property? And some of those girls, you would have thought they'd seen a ghost when they came back from that little...
Looking at the goat's nuts and mine. I don't know what they were more shocked at. Look at that.
Well, that one girl was definitely more shocked at your sort of enchanté move that you pulled.
I love that, though. But do you remember her? She was making that. She was visiting.
Yeah, yeah. I think they were strippers.
They were, mate, but they didn't.
We met them at the Foodland parking lot, and I remember it was the grocery store there and on the North Shore of Hawaii. And I saw these two girls, and I went up to them, and then you were back at the house, and then you were like a little kid on Christmas when I showed up with those two girls.
When you walked in the door, I started shaking.
You want to see the goat?
What a laugh. But they made out, well, the one made out, like, they were like really straight and all that. And for some reason...
But you found out one did work at that.
6 months later, I went into Fantasy Island. There she is doing the old champagne room.
Oh, it was like that Jay Giles song, Centerfold.
Hey,
Angel is the Centerfold.
Hey, what are you going to do? What a laugh. Before that was
Steve Earle. Yeah.
And doing the Keith Richards song. What's the name of that song?
It's, what's it called?
Before They Make Me Run.
Yeah, it's a good song. He does a good version of it. He's got a lot of good songs. He also has a book out of short stories that I was looking at, kind of that sounds sort of like what he was kind of dealing with when he lived out here in California, because he kind of became a rocker for a while when he was doing all that Copperhead Road and had the sweatband or thing tied around his head and stuff.
He had the rock and roll shoes on.
Yeah.
Now he's wearing the cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Short shoes now.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah, exactly.
What's now you mentioned who's the other bloke? You said his name.
Merle Haggard?
No, the younger bloke. Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
Weren't he in that movie you just did?
Dwight does a scene right at the beginning of The Wedding Crashers. Does a funny scene of like a guy, he's like getting a divorce, splitting up with Rebecca De Mornay, and Vince and I play these guys who are mediating their divorce. But it was funny to hear Dwight's kind of improvs and stuff. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's great in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
And he's got kind of a good, you know, a good presence and stuff.
Does he still play music, or is he just acting now?
I think he does still. No, he definitely still plays music. I think he has an album coming out. I think Rick Rubin was going to produce one of his albums, but then he decided to go it alone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Mm. What perfume are you wearing?
Can I just take a minute to say how good you look? Good Lord.
They don't make men like me anymore.
Ah, jeez, they broke the mold.
Mm.
Where do you got to go in England to find one of these?
Hey, look who just walked in. It's Harry Dean Stanton.
Mr. Harry Dean Stanton, my old pal, finally shows up.
What was the thing about the goat you were talking about earlier?
We had a goat at the bottom of this property that we were staying at in Hawaii, and that became sort of like a come-on line, like, to kind of, hey, do you want to go see the goat, too?
Oh, that sounded like a lot of fun. I'm sorry I missed that.
The goat was our party piece.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Look good.
Thank you.
I'm worried about you. Do you think being two-faced is a good quality in a friend?
Yeah. Where are you going with this, Owen?
Well, it's just like I call you, hey, I'm a little nervous, will you come help me out? And it was like twisting your arm to get you to show up today.
Oh, I didn't want to get out of bed.
I know, but I'm tired of having to, like, force you to have a good time.
Do they bleep stuff on this, by the way?
No.
No, they don't.
They don't bleep?
We're going to go to a baseball game as a reward. Got tickets.
Yeah, I'll tell you what let's do instead of that. We'll go to your house, move the television over, and paint the wall and sit and watch it dry.
Because that's what it's like going to a baseball game?
Yeah, that's like going to a baseball game.
Well,
watch the paint dry.
Geez, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Jeez. It's good to see you, though. Hey, you know, we were just talking about, well, we weren't, but when we were off the air, about some of the that song, because I did this animated movie with Paul Newman, and I was talking to him about that song in Cool Hand Luke that he sings when he learns that his mother dies.
Plastic Jesus.
No, I don't care. Yes, it is Plastic
Jesus. That's the one he sang, but you're telling me when his mother died, that wasn't the song he sang. He sang Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Oh, yeah. And you sang that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he told me, Paul Newman, that it was your idea, the Plastic Jesus song. Was that?
Well, either that or I helped him get the words to it or helped him with the song in some way or other, I think. I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got my Plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car.
Yeah,
going
nice.
Comes in colors pink and pleasant, glows in the dark because it's
iridescent.
Take it with you when you travel far.
It's a great song.
I can't remember the rest of it. The other one was a gospel, a white gospel song.
Yeah.
Just a closer walk.
You still playing, Harry?
I haven't been playing for about a year. I've just been doing nothing.
And, that's not true. You played in Austin. You played Billy Joe Shaver, got up on stage and played with
him. Yeah, I played with three or four different bands. The Weary Boys.
The Los Lonely Boys?
No, the Weary Boys.
Oh, Weary.
Okay. Weary. W-E-A-R-Y.
What part of Weary don't you understand?
Yeah. I don't know.
Duh.
Oh, you told him I know.
Don't go there.
Yeah, don't go there. It's a little more information than I needed.
We used to write down the list of all them, what'd you call them, like lame...
idiotic phrases.
Lame
phrases that you can use to identify
idiots. I've got two jokes that nobody gets.
What?
They're very short.
Yeah.
A skeleton goes into a bar and orders a pitcher of beer and a mop.
I know, you always tell that. It's such a lame
joke. I got another
joke.
One you haven't heard. It's not a lame joke.
It is.
How many people out there got it now?
I don't know.
The other one is two termites walk into a bar. One of them says to a guy at the bar, "Is the bartender here?"
The bar, yeah, that's one that I still don't understand.
I'm waiting for
termites asking, is the wood in the bar, is it tender?
Tender.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Jesus.
I get it.
Let's play a song, huh? What we got there?
Oh, thank you very much.
Hi.
That was a great song, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. I think that's like a cover of a song. I think it's like an old 50s song, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Do you know that, Harry?
That sounds great.
What's that?
Did you know that song?
The one they just did?
Yeah.
The Plastic Jesus one?
Not the one.
After that?
No, I wasn't listening to that one.
Closer Walk with Thee, though, is the one right before that. We didn't play that one, but on the CD.
Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Yes.
You want me to do a couple of bars of it?
Yeah, do a couple of bars.
I can remember the first and third verse, I think. Just a closer walk with Thee, great Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord. Let it be when my feeble life is old. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely on to thy shore. Oh Lord, to thy shore.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Holy Ghost power.
Praise him.
No, that really is great.
That was good.
God, you can't believe that voice comes out of this. It's like a mockingbird.
No, it's...
It was cranky, curmudgeonly. Yeah, it comes out with this beautiful voice that could melt anybody's heart.
Yeah, what time is it right now?
Just melted my heart. Dang it, that was good. Did you ever see that movie, The Apostle, with Robert Duvall?
Yeah.
There's some great kind of, some of those gospel songs.
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to any of that stuff?
I'm not a big gospel guy.
No?
No.
Really? I
praise him.
What are you saving up for?
You know.
Too big a man.
I'll wait till I see the pearly gates and then I'll get into the gospel.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Mm.
It'd be great to hear a good punk song.
Like,
You know, I met Johnny Rotten in...
Oh, that show.
London. We were on a show together.
Peter Norton, Ed Norton, was it?
It was a show kind of like the David Letterman show over there.
What was that guy's name?
But he was there with his wife. Yeah. He seemed nice.
Have a chat with him?
Yep. Said hello. Seemed nice.
What were you doing out there?
I was promoting Starsky and Hutch with Ben Stiller. Yeah.
How did that do?
It did all right. It seemed like it did pretty good.
Did you watch it?
You know, I actually have a song on the soundtrack that George Draculius produced. Draculius is a good friend of mine. And, he's a great producer. And he had his work cut out for him working with me because I am not a musical person. But I sang this David Soul song,
Don't Give Up on Us, Baby.
And,
give up on this baby.
Don't make the wrong scene right. I can't sing.
But what's happening with Wendell Baker's story,
That's the movie that we worked on in Austin, me, Harry Dean, and Luke and Andrew, my two brothers. They're still working on it, but I saw a cut of it that I thought looked great.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because they're my brothers. I really did think it looked good. It had like a good feel to it.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah, and you did a great job in it. And Seymour does it. Seymour Cassell's in it. Seymour Cassell, Harry Dean, and Chris Christopherson. And all
Chris
three of y'all.
Real good in it too.
Yeah.
Harry, what was the first movie you ever did?
God, it was called Revolt at Fort Laramie, and we met in Kanab, Utah. That was the first major movie I did, I think. We called it Revolting Fort Laramie.
What was it? What was it? A cowboy movie?
Yeah.
I saw Typical you in Western Alien genre. The other night.
Western.
Alien, the first Alien.
Yeah, the Ridley Scott Alien.
Yeah, Ridley's great.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Did you ever play with Dylan? Have you ever?
We sang together down. I met him on Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid with directed.
That's a great soundtrack
by Sam Peckinpah. And that's where I met Bob. We drove all the way from Guadalajara, Mexico, to Kansas City.
Wow! Just the two
Bob
of you.
And I, knowing his friend that he went to high school with, Larry. God, what's his last name? Oh, they'll kill me for not remembering his last name.
Larry the Man.
Larry the Man, yeah. Actually, he was paraplegic. He was in a chair. And Dylan sang a song. I'd never heard it before. That you might know who wrote it. An old, what do they call those old union guys? They wrote protest songs for the union.
Folk song?
No, it was Rock, Salt, and Nails. Did you ever hear that song?
No.
On the banks of the river where the twillers hang down. Where the wild birds all warbled with that high, lonesome sound. Down in the holler where the water runs cold was there I first listened to the lies that you told.
That sounds good.
And there's two more verses to it.
I saw Dylan play in Rome.
He sang that in a motel room.
He did?
First time I ever heard him sing a song that he didn't write. Yeah, we're getting close, aren't we?
We got to play the old commercials right now. You listen to Jonesy's Jukebox, and it's time for bye-byes. It's been a pleasure being here for 2 hours with my guest and my pal, Owen Wilson, and the late Harry Dean Stanton coming in.
I saw Red Buttons the other night. He said, oh, you're still alive. I'm shocked.
And thanks for coming down, guys.
Yeah. Thanks very much for having us.
Pleasure having you here. It's been a lot of fun. And we're going to go out with Owen's debut singing career here, the Starsky and Hutch song. What's it called? Don't Give Up on Us, Baby?
Don't Give Up on Us, Baby, produced by George Trakoulias. Yes.
Yeah. And I will be back with some more rock and roll. See you then. Bye-bye.